by the blood of his cross. So for God's word, for our consideration, for our reflection, for our nourishment, for our strength as God's children living in the world. In other words, about the end of the year. No, not the calendar year. The calendar year that turns over, we rip from its pages. Not the calendar year that we start to make those resolutions. Not the calendar year that we forget to write on our checks, 2020. No, the end of the year is soon approaching. The end of God's year. The end of the narration of Jesus Christ. If you really think about it, the reason that we had that reading from the gospel is to proclaim Jesus as King. Because this is not just a last Sunday of Pentecost. This is just not the end of the judgment Sunday. This is Christ the King Sunday. And we proclaim Jesus as King. Because he is King of our lives. And he has come for us. The reason he has come for us, he has come to rescue us. Boy, we can look at this world. Terrible world, isn't it? We got a lot of problems, don't we? We got people that are out of jobs and out of work. We got people that can't find housing. We got homeless people. We don't know what to do with them. We've got shootings. We've got killings. We've got people that are afraid to do things. People that are afraid to go to malls and schools and school outings, football games, because there's been shootings in those areas. We're afraid. We want to be rescued. We want this world to be a peaceful world. But you see, the problem is? The problem is not shooting. The problem is not fear and anxiety. The problem that we hide from, that we need rescue from, as a three-letter word. That three-letter word is sin. We sugarcoat it. We want to get rid of it. We don't want to talk about sin. We were at a funeral yesterday. A funeral of an individual we knew for the last few years that we've been in Lake City. And the preacher was talking about the achievements that he made. He was talking about all the accolades, but he said they're nothing because of Jesus, because Jesus came to give life. He forgot to talk about sin. He forgot to talk about the wages of sin is death. That's what we need rescue from. That is the most dire need that we have, to be forgiven of our sin. And we commit sin each and every day. We stub our toes on sin. We are sinful creatures and we need that rescue from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus came to do it. He came to take away sin. He take away the judgment that God has because of that three-letter word. He has come to rescue us, to give us life everlasting. He has come to give us peace. You know, Jesus spoke many things to his disciples in the upper room. He told them that there are many rooms in my house. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And after I have prepared that place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Talking about the many rooms that are in heaven. And that Jesus is going to come back and he's going to take us there. But buried in that chapter, the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, is verse 27. Peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
Jesus came to give us rescue, to rescue us from our sins.
In Luke chapter 19, Jesus' words, I have come to see and to save that which is lost. You and I are lost. We're lost in our sin. So Jesus came to take away that sin, to nail it on the cross, to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. That's an amazing thing that Jesus did. But he also came to reconcile us, to reconcile us, to make us right in the eyes of God. Because in the eyes of God, we're sinful creatures. Even though we proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior, we turn away from God. I did. I turned away from God. Because God allowed the minister that I adore to leave the church that I was growing up in. How could that God do that? So I turned away from God. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And of course, when you have parents that say, you're not confirmed, you can decide for yourself if you're going to go to church. You don't say that to a teenager. Okay? But God didn't let go. God came to me. He said, never will I leave you, nor forsake you. Comes to us and he grabs hold of us in our hurt, in our bewilderment, in our searching. God comes to us in Jesus to take hold of us. A number of years ago, I was asked to be a speaker at a baccalaureate service for the International Falls High School class that my son was getting ready to graduate. And I told that graduation class, not so much a sin, but I said, you know, a number of years ago, I was sitting in that same place, sitting where you are, trying to make decisions on my life. And all those decisions went away. All those where I'm going to go, went away. But God didn't allow that. And I told him, if God takes our hands, God will guide you and strengthen you in whatever you do in life. So I can tell you, I sat where you are sitting. And I heard the word. I heard that I'm sinful. Yet, I have been forgiven. That is what God has for us in our lives. We're forgiven and we're strengthened. We're enabled to proclaim Jesus as our King because he came to give us a new life. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You are in Jesus. You are new. You are bright and cheerful, even though you struggle and are beset with challenges every day of your life, you are a new person in Jesus. In Galatians 2:20, one of my favorite verses, for I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live in the flesh, but I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. He delivered himself up for you to give you a new life, to give you a life that is strengthened. A life, yes, that faces challenges. When we have kids, we face challenges. Our young people face more challenges than we ever face. My son Paul will be 40 in February. My son Andrew will be 38. Man, I look back on that 40 years ago. Wow, what a challenge. now I'm beset with other challenges. Challenges that are medical. Never thought that I'd have two stents put in. Never figured I'd have shingles and I would be living with the effects of shingles for 3 long years and even more. Challenges that we are beset upon, the challenges that God places before us that enable us to pass those challenges with faith and a loving God, and a God who strengthens us, a God who's always there. That's what God brings to us in His Word. And now, this being the last Sunday of the church year, we look upon the lessons that we hear. The end time, Jesus coming again. Jesus always there. Everything is focused on Jesus because He is King. And He's King of our lives because he came to die, to suffer, to die, and rise again for each and every one of us. So Christ is our King. Christ reigns in our lives and in our hearts by the power of His Holy Spirit. And through that power, He strengthens us to know that we are His creatures and that we are the ones who can praise Him and give Him thanks and glory for all things. In Christ's holy name, Amen.